Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Tangedemaru.
I know what the Pokemon is. It's the totem Pokemon this week. I don't even remember how to, how do you say it at all?
I don't even remember,
honestly. Toga.
Togedemaru. AKA Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjeldene.
Dene. Jesus. Those are rough.
And we are joined once again from far across the Atlantic Ocean, coming to us live from Ireland, Fionior.
Well, I'm thrilled to be back, but not thrilled about the name, I'm going to be completely honest.
That's fair.
Tough week in the name department. Fionior Jones, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled.
We were catching up right before the show. It's been a couple weeks since Josh and I have even recorded. And it's been months since you recorded with us, Fionior.
Was it Gen 3? I can't even...
Oh, four. It was the Mambo number 5 team, and I also cannot remember. I think it was Heart Gold, Soul Silver? I don't know.
It must have been. Or, I don't remember.
Time has not
been kind. It's been too long.
It's been a long time, let's say. Yeah.
It's been too long, but we knew if anyone was going to dig in deep on... I should ask first, which version of the game are you playing?
I am playing Ultra Sun. I was never dicking around
Ultra
with that
Sun.
Sun Moon bullshit, whatever. I wanted to go surfing.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Because we couldn't even relate to Tony. Like, it was like we were speaking two different languages. He didn't know any of our guys were. He'd never heard of Mantine surfing.
It was just him being like, Samson Oak, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. This week, Samson Oak had the gall to call me. I think I got 50 stickers, and he had the gall to call me and tell me to meet him at Hea Hea Beach, and then I turned the corner, and he was just standing there.
I couldn't believe that. When that happened to me as well, I was like, you have some neck ringing me and your ear.
And is he an apparition? Because when he shows up, he just disappears into a cloud of smoke.
Black out.
Yeah.
When you wake up, he's gone.
Omnipresent, like the Holy Spirit, as they'd say.
Anyway, we knew if anyone was willing to meet us halfway through Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, it would be you. You've been very busy lately from what it sounds like, but I'm intensely curious how your playthrough has been so far.
How has my playthrough been? I've never played Sun or Moon or Ultra Sun or Moon, so I was like really looking forward to it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't massively love X and Y, and I kind of... abandoned, even though I had a really good idea for like my theme and my team and stuff with being in Paris and everything like that. Life got too busy and we were moving houses, and I fucking hated the mechanics and how like just not fluid it was. It wasn't fun. So I was excited to get into this because I know people really like this game and I have been really enjoying it, but I suppose it's been interesting going in totally blind. And the kind of new format with the trials, the geography of the game kind of bamboozles me a little bit.
Right.
And the whole trial process, because sometimes I'm like, am I still doing a trial? Is this still a trial? Are you the grand person? Who are you? I don't know who any of the people are. I don't know who the bad guys are. I don't know what the Acres
that happened to me this
crack
week.
Is. Yeah, like it's
in,
just...
In this week's trial, at one point, I thought I'd solved it and I walked away. And Sophocles was like, oh, you're not leaving, are you? And I was like, oh.
I hate that little
I thought
prick.
I was done.
That guy sucks.
That's a man I'd love to kick. I do not like Sophocles. But I have been enjoying it. It is good. And I like my team. I don't think they're 100% there. I think that's also my team's fault, but we'll get into it. But
I think it's this game. I think this game is really, really like parsing out the good Pokemon, because Josh and I are in the same boat. I think Josh and I are confident about like four or five of our Pokemon, but we have that last slot that needs filling.
I guess technically with our elongated timeline, though, isn't this maybe the halfway point this episode?
This is halfway.
Like eight?
Yeah.
I think it's the eighth episode of this season. So we have actually a fair amount of time, but I have not seen, and given we have like somewhat absurd restrictions for ourselves in terms of the Pokemon we could pick, but I haven't seen many that are, you know, chill vibes in a while.
Yeah, my team was also kind of limiting in a way because yeah, we can talk about it later, but I was limited myself.
We'll talk about your team in Level Check, but I want to hear about your guy.
My guy.
And if there's an interesting story to your
my guy. My guy, my gal. So obviously, we're on an island. I'm a bit of an island gal myself, you know, Ireland.
Sure.
From an island.
Tropical paradise.
Within Ireland. Shout out Cove, County Cork. We love to see it. The Titanic.
What? Is that true?
Yeah, we don't like to talk about the Titanic, but you know what? We got other good things. Lots of athletes.
You're an island in an island?
I'm an island in an island, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. You've really grown up with island time. You've grown up on island time.
You know, Josh, you're an islander too.
Island within an island?
You're from Bainbridge Island.
Well, yeah, but...
You're both like islanders.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I did grow up on an island as well, but it wasn't an island within an island.
We have one bridge.
That's even more impressive.
And if that bridge floods, you are not getting out of town. Well, there's a ferry, but nobody likes getting the ferry. But it's like
a
very small ferry, yeah.
We only had one bridge and then also a ferry, yeah.
Oh, my. Like island twins. I love this.
That's cute.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, I was thinking, you know, islands and just really wanted to tie into like... The location and everything like that. And, you know, the obvious choice, I think maybe you'd go maybe like, I don't know, like Irish folklore, Irish mythology, you know, there's a lot to mine there. But I looked to another island for inspiration, and that island was the Island of Love. Love Island, the reality TV show in which single people compete to find love and win money. Predominantly the second
on an island.
On an island, yes. Not in Ireland. And not in Cove, would you believe? It's actually somewhere in Spain. So my girl is called Maya. She is acting on behalf of the new host of the UK season of Love Island, Maya Jama.
Yep.
They just both happen to have the same names. It's a bit confusing when people are sending emails in the department. She's representing the company because they've come up with a new franchise, and it's Love Island, but it's featuring Pokemon and not people. So the Pokemon have to fall in love.
Oh,
wow. And they're competing to win money, right? You see where I'm going with this? So Maya's...
Mm-hmm. For Affinity Admin, Tanner's like ears just perked up.
Mm. Do you see where I'm going here? So Maya is looking for Pokemon that are like objectively sexy. Like sexy by societal beauty standards. So like if they're boys...
Ooh, now I'm worried we're going to have the exact same team.
There's a little overlap, I'm not going to lie. The boys need to be beefcakes, and the girls need to be girling. You know what I mean? They need to be serving C-U-N-T.
Oh, yeah. They need to be girlies.
which is why I've struggled, because there aren't a lot of, like, sexy or, like, hot Pokemon. I had some other kind of lesser...
Well, it's subjective.
Important, yeah. I had lesser important factors. Like, I was kind of prioritizing, like, fire and fighting, because they're usually, like, hot, you know, literally.
I can think of some that I expect now.
Big
drama.
And then normal, because, it's a bit of a basic concept, Love Island. People go on a bit basic. Mm-hmm. Does that mean... I've said it, it's too late. So I've been kind of prioritizing
I think it's fair.
Them. But yeah, like I got into a trap at the start where I was also kind of just gravitating towards Pokemon I like, and then I was having to step aside and go, no, would you want to get with this Pokemon? Would you want to couple up with this Pokemon? And most of the time it was no. And then also you had Pokemon like Alolan Meowth, who's giving you total bedroom eyes at the start, so you're like, yeah, sexy.
Oh, I know,
right?
And then Alolan Persian.
And then it hits its like adolescent
Garfield
eyes.
It's so disappointing.
Oh,
I'm running one again.
You are not, are you?
It's a really good Pokemon. It's got this ability called Thick Fur, and it physical damage is halved to
it. Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Damn. It's just that face. How could they botch it so badly?
It's just...
They just made it a really beef Pokemon.
Because I had never, ever, ever seen... I don't know how I'd avoided ever seeing Alolan Persian before this game. So I was like really excited, and then it evolved and I was like, Jesus, take the wheel. This is gone.
It was like a hazy patch in my memory. Like I knew it wasn't going to be good, but I didn't remember what it looked like. And then I saw it and it just like, I had to box it. But it's still better than Volgina. So
yeah.
It's back.
You have to stop saying it, Tanner.
What about, is there any notable stories from your journey so far? Anything you struggle with?
Like, I'll tell you what, I've had to listen through this season like twice because I knew I was coming on, and some weeks I just felt like I was missing like huge part. I still haven't met those Hypno lads that you were talking about. I was like, where the fuck is that?
Oh, wow.
I haven't encountered a single water route when you're talking about it. That's what I'm saying about this game.
Those are completely out of the way.
Okay.
And he only found them because he looked at the walkthrough. I wouldn't have even figured it out either.
I try not to look at the walkthrough, which I feel like I'm just deliberately hindering myself as well. this gym this week I found like quite like humbling. Humbling. A couple of the trials I found like embarrassingly humbling. Like, and again,
this one was a little tough.
I found it tough. I came on and criticized Tanner before about matchup mayhem and not understanding Pokemon types. I have been the person now who's Googling like what is fighting strong against? Like it's, or I've been putting out dumb Pokemon being like, this is fine. And then they're getting absolutely annihilated. Like it has been a very humbling playthrough for me, I will say. And I would say, I'm happy with like 70% of my team. And then there's like three who could probably still change.
That's at this half
point.
Your chaff.
Yeah. That is half my team, actually. That's a good point.
Half my team's chaff.
Half of six
the,
is
the
three.
Totem Pokemon have been surprising. The totem Pokemon have surprised me. Like these kind of things, you know, we're like 15 levels on these things usually. We can usually roll through them pretty quickly, but the totems really slow you down.
It was closer this week, and also that speaking.
We'll get to Togemaru, but his spiky shield ability was absolutely wild.
The most irritating move. Oh my Christ. Like it just.
Yeah, everything's
like. And it never
it was
missed.
Like prescient.
It never missed.
And he knew exactly when to do it. Like, anytime I was doing a physical attack is exactly when he would run Spiky Shield.
And
anyway.
Speaking of matchup mayhem, I just never remember. I've seen Togedemaru before, and I just never remember that that thing is steel electric.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And how does that work? How is it steel? Look at it.
This game likes to do that. There's some other Pokemon I was... Oh, it was Mini... what's it called?
Minior?
Mionier.
I know the one you're on about, but if you think I know how to pronounce
Minionier.
The name, yeah, it's like Minion.
The little meteorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Meteor.
That one's weird too. It's like ground flying.
Yeah, the secondary types are dumb because I have
insane.
I have one Pokemon that's like water, rock, and I got him because his evolution was like a beefy, beefy boy. So I was like, this is fine, and I hate him. I think he's gonna have to go at some point because he's melting my brain because he's not useful against. Electric types because he's water.
Oh, right.
It's a mind fuck. It's a mind fuck.
I can't wait to hear about who that is. Which beefy boy you're talking about.
Oh, my beefy boys.
Last week, we all finished up Aether Paradise.
Yeah.
We watched a cutscene.
Yeah, that's basically it. But we still managed to talk for an hour.
Yeah. And we met the head of Aether. We met the big jellyfish.
Took down the jellyfish, met Lusamine.
Met Wick. The sexy Wick.
The Awuga, yeah.
Yes. But now we're due in Mali City. Mali.
On a new island.
On a new island. Ula.
Ula. Fanula Ula. You should have gone with that for the name.
Oh, damn it. Man.
Just saying. Just looking you right in the eyes.
So we land in Mali City. We're immediately accosted by Howie, however we want to say his name.
Old Howie.
Who wants to battle us. Crushed him.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
I couldn't even, I mean, I continue to just be so frustrated that he got an Alolan Raichu before me. That's level 28. It's idiot, like, evolving it that early, but.
Oh, yeah.
Beating me to the punch again.
I'll take the opportunity now to apologize for last week. Apparently, I've been accused of peddling misinformation, according to some bug catchers on
the subreddit. Oh, wasn't I, too?
but I was looking at the wrong generation when I was looking at Lycanroc's move set, and he learns Stone Edge at level 48 in this game, not level 60.
Oh, so okay. Oh, I
fall on my sword. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. I guess I'm going to take some time off just to like focus, like be with my family.
Yeah.
Are you all happy?
I'll be doing the same because I believe I was also slandered and there were claims flying on the subreddit and the Twitter, I think, about me peddling fake news, which was that you can't breed shinies. And apparently you can.
It's this Masuda method. And everyone's like, oh, actually, Tanner, you can breed shinies. It's really easy. All you need to do is get a Ditto from Japan. And it's like, great.
Simply acquire a Japanese Ditto.
Step one. It's like, okay. I clocked in at 18 hours of shiny hunting in Brooklet Hill this week.
Jesus, man. My total amount on this game is like 28 hours. You still don't have one?
No. I just sit in like just sitting tap A, grind away at it, and they never come.
Do you want to
always expect the next one?
Try.
You're always like, oh, the next one's going to be it.
Do you want to try to explain this Masuda method?
I guess I can try. The thing is, if you breed a Pokemon with a foreign Pokemon, a Pokemon from another region, that has been traded into your decks, it increases the chance of you getting a shiny out of an egg from that union.
Of course, yeah.
So there's this method where you can get your hands on a Ditto from Japan, and then you can just breed whatever you want against it and just keep breeding until you eventually get... It's like a 1 in 650 chance or something like that. So you just have to breed 650 eggs.
I'm just...
Which I don't know if that sounds worse than what I'm doing in Brooklyn Hill.
No, I think that's... Yeah. I'm just imagining like Ditto in like some kind of puppy farm scenario, and you know what? It's not doing great things for me in my brain. I'm going to be completely honest.
It certainly sounds much less ethical.
Certainly.
But I suppose I am killing a lot of Poliwags out there in Brooklyn Hill.
But you're a bad guy.
Fanula, are you going for totem stickers?
God, I don't know how many I have. I've less than ye, because I was the same as when Josh was like, how did you get ahead of me? Where did you find those extra ones? I'm kind of at that point. I need to go back and get a few. I wish the reward was better, to be honest, but I love when I see one of those shiny fuckers. I'm like, yeah. There you go. Yoink.
Yeah.
Peel them off.
Right. Go out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way that I can ignore them, even though I agree. Like, I don't really care about any of the rewards. But and now that Tanner has, like, weaponized it into this, like, competition, it's like, you know, all bets are off.
And it looks like we're tied neck and neck.
So, yeah. You
53 apiece.
You went back and figured out wherever I had caught up last week. And then we must have just gotten all the exact same ones. So now it's a real competition.
Sure. When I got that Gumshoes, I was just like, I can't even do
it. Oh, and you're keeping the Gumshoes?
I'm in my fuck. No, he's in the box. Like, but he's just, I was just like, is this it? Like, this is humiliating, to say the least.
We are told to meet
Kukui
in Mali Garden, which is this lovely, like, Japanese tea garden.
It is lovely.
That they've built on Ula Island. Right outside of Mali City, you can walk around. There's a few battles to be done, and there's a few like catching spots in here. But really, all you're doing is going and like having a cutscene with Kukui, who tells you to go up to the top of a mountain, because that's where the next trial is meant to take place. That's where we can meet Captain Sophocles. What a stupid name, too. So pretentious.
Where does he think he is?
Sophocles.
You know what I mean? This child with this name and this laboratory, big Dexter's laboratory looking ass on him. Everything about him makes me enraged. But I think it was just the encounter from Festival Plaza. Like, we didn't have a good introduction to him, being forced to be friendly with him. And then it was also just like,
oh, I know.
Here you are now. Yeah. And then
he's got this pretentious name too, though, and like a punchable face,
so
you know,
punchable.
A face in need of a punch.
And then we're back out to Mali City, an interesting little town. There's some fun things in here. One of the big notable landmarks here is the Cantonian Gym. It's sort of
fascinating.
This like cultural artifact from the Kanto region. It's a gym in that style. They've replicated what is apparently Lieutenant Surge's gym.
Yeah.
Except none of the trash bins have like switches in them, or at least you don't have to activate any switches. I guess I didn't check.
No, they're all, if you click on them, they're all full of ice and cold beverages. I love it.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Like, whoa, you must have been right at home.
Mm. Parrothead and his flock had a great time.
Both of your guys' character. Open bar.
Yeah.
It was good.
Got into a little trouble.
Flock to that. You can go through here. You can battle a bunch of Cantonian trainers and then take on this dude at the end.
Confusingly, other than the guy at the end, the black belt, who's got a Machoke, confusingly, they do not all have Cantonian Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, they all exclusively have Alolan Pokemon.
Seems like...
Oh, no, Smoochum.
You know, relatively Minichino. Obvious.
Called a Minichino.
Theming choice would be for them to all have original Pokemon from Kanto, but I did enjoy this. And it's one of the daily resets, so you can go back here and battle.
And let's talk about that, because you work your way through it, and you take on the leader, who's just this black belt, like generic black belt trainer. And then you get the Surge badge, which is just like a funny little nod to the original first gen.
Right.
The next day, if you come back, there's a character in here who is my trainer danger of the week. And his name is Ryuki.
Ryuki?
Ryuki, and he's a fucking clown.
Yeah, he looks a little over the top.
He's like another like Sonic the Hedgehog character.
Definitely.
He's got not just one, but two of my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Oh, wow.
The first being Turtonator.
I'm scared.
I don't like Turtonator.
Let me get a better look at it.
Turtonator looks like what you would expect.
It's sort of like
the lava turtle funky, to evolve though. Into.
I don't know.
No, this
and it's
looks...
got an ugly little like seahorse mouth.
Yeah, the mouth. Like is, the mouth face. Is troubling, and maybe that is enough to disqualify it. It's certainly
it never
no
shows
sweetie,
you its but... front. It always shows you its back.
Well, that it's not going to expose like. Its soft underbelly, Tanner.
So that's my first You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week. And my second is its other Pokemon.
Oh, because Ryoki specializes in dragon types.
Which is Drampa.
What's wrong with Drampa?
Okay, I don't agree. He's I ugly. Agreed with the other one. I don't agree with Drampa. Drampa's kind of dreamy.
Yeah, what's wrong with this? It's very chill. It's like...
Well, I'm not trying to be ageist, but I think he's supposed to be like a ugly old yeah. man. Ugly old man
old
dragon.
And wise. I'm cute.
Yeah, he is this, now I want to look at the lore, but is this not like Drampa based on Falcor from Neverending Story?
I don't know. I hope
look
not,
at that.
It's got like these dead eyes.
On rare occasions, it descends to play with the children living in the towns below. How can you barf that? When we've got all these
yeah,
other Pokemon this
better.
Gen where it's like, I'm going to
eat
the souls of children. I hate them. I eat their bones.
I'm kidnapping people and like... It's
I'm on
eating
the Bulbapedia
dreams.
Page, and I'm seeing pictures of it in the anime, and I rescind the Drampa, because okay. in the anime, it looks like it's really friendly.
It's Drampa is based on a Chinese dragon, such as the Zulong, a torch dragon, a mythological creature with the face of an old man and the body of a dragon. Okay.
All right, I unrescind my You Make Me Barf, because that sounds gross.
But then it says its friendly and caring disposition towards children, elderly appearance, and name may be a reference to grandparents. I think it's still nice.
Makes me so yeah. sad.
Granddad dragon. I will say this battle with Ryuki that I went on was the longest battle I think I've ever done in Pokemon history because
what?
I accidentally had the Sleep Fleet,
oh,
my team of
God.
Hypnos, and as my active party,
Jesus.
All of whom only know one offensive move, which is Pound.
Jesus.
So we just
Christ.
Had to sit, and they all kept like throwing up Iron Defense, and I just had to like sit there and like just do Pound on these. Three Pokemon, but I didn't save. I never save.
You wouldn't just let yourself get beat up by Ryoki and then white out so you don't have to deal with it?
Well, the problem is that was also going really slowly.
Oh God.
So I just decided to turn into the skid. Did you guys do anything else around Mally town? We're really railroaded here to the
yeah.
to the mountain.
I had a quick fun facty. It's fun. It's not really very long of a facty, but were you also given strange souvenirs?
Yes.
Probably not.
Mally? You get a couple of them. Oh, yeah, because you're just rejecting anyone who's trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, they apparently are like modeled after the island guardians, the Tapus.
Oh, like Tapu.
Ah.
Yeah, and then it looks like some sort of like a tiki kind of a totem.
What do they do?
Nothing.
Oh.
They're so
the thing
like
that was
what so
funny,
useless like.
Like they you could get one and I did get one. I forget how you can pick one up in X and Y, which was like an Easter egg at the time that was teasing the launch of Alola before it was out. But
oh, okay.
in
Boring.
X and Y they also do nothing. It's like
oh, okay.
Why can't we at least put them out as like decor?
Yeah, that's
you know?
I
they
figured it
nice.
Was like a decor item, but it's seeing as I hadn't come to that thing where it's like, here's a cave you can decorate, but there's no purpose, right. but just come here and chill out with your pals. But assuming this gen doesn't have that, so.
All right, so that yeah. wasn't that fun. That's the facty though. Strange souvenir.
Great.
I'm not that excited about it now that the reaction wasn't very good, and I agree. I'm
Sorry,
bored.
Josh.
Let's move on. They can't all be good fun facties, you know?
Before we leave town, we're once again stopped by Hapu on her giant, like, Clydesdale. I don't know why she's, like, just, like, gang stalking.
Yeah, how's she getting around, like, transferring this Mudsdale that's always out, seemingly? I guess a Pokeball.
I don't know. There's a confrontation, and then Samson Oak asked me if I have a Persian, and I showed him a Persian, and I just brought Persian back to my team. So I'm running a Persian again.
I don't feel good about it. I really, really cannot believe that.
Yeah, I don't.
But
know
I got
how
a love ball for it. So
okay,
that's good.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. So next up,
we're out of town. There's a big Route 10 that'll kind of connect us to the base of the mountain. Joshua, did you get up to anything in Route 10?
There was the whole, I guess this was the Outer Cape technically, but that whole episode with the Grimers, the son and the father with the muck and the Grimer, where
that was a bizarre episode.
You have to go by the recycling plant.
You come across a recycling plant and there's a father and son out there and you sort of like embarrass the father in front of the son.
Yeah, by defeating his muck. By defeating his muck. Garbage man or a recycling plant worker or something.
And then the son, I think, tries to seize power. Yeah. By battling you with a Grimer.
Establish dominance, yeah.
like a higher level Grimer. But still just a Grimer. But then you
thrash the embarrass the son too.
And they give you a twisted spoon and I guess like make amends.
Imagine being so insecure in your masculinity, you just start sending like piles of muck after your dad or your son, vice versa, whatever. Like just very strange. Very strange encounter.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
I encountered a Pokemon out in Route 10 that I had to think about pretty hard. So
also in a psychosexual way?
Sort of. Is it a bad guy, Remoraid and Octillery?
That's interesting.
Because there's a guy out here on Route 10 who has an Octillery.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I can get my hands on one of these. He's a firefighter, which is funny, because he probably uses his Octillery to shoot water at fires.
Well, it's funny because earlier in the season, we sort of were also dancing around whether or not Octillery is a chill guy.
Yeah, I know. And he's sort of got like...
So it's come to a heads, and we're going to have to make a call. Fortunately, there's three of us, so we have a tiebreaker.
I think we decided he was not a chill guy.
Well, it was more that I have run Octillery so many times that it felt like I should not go that route, but I could make a case for how it's a chill guy, too.
They're guns.
Yeah,
they are modeled on guns and tanks.
That's where I'm kind of leaning towards here. You know what I mean? Like warfare, it's going. You know, that's not very chill. Remoraid, I feel like is totally neutral. Octillery, I think, is where the real question is.
My favorite,
Remoraid,
like,
I think, if you go with the original, have you seen those funny original sprites of Remoraid?
That's what I was about to say.
Like a little pistol.
He and Octillery's beta sprites from like the Space World demo are probably my favorites. Because it's like, yeah, he's modeled on like a handgun, a pistol, and then Octillery's got a little helmet and like armor. And then it looks more like, you know, his suction cups are treads, like a tank. But that's not chill.
I obviously don't need to run pure water?
Yeah. Octillery? But he can learn all the reason I like him is that I don't know what the case is in Gen 7, but in Crystal, when you can get, and this translates over to Heart Gold and Soul Silver, I think, like you can move tutor him to know Flamethrower, and then he learns Psybeam, Ice Beam. He gets all of the like beam moves.
Oh, yeah, because he's a gun.
So it's very, confusing to play against because you don't know if it's going to be just like straight up. Basic water stuff or like a bunch of
freaky.
Well,
that's very interesting because I was going to say I don't need this thing on my team, but I might consider running it just to like sort of put a dark mood over your favorite Pokemon.
Yep.
I mean,
like yeah, Josh, I think you've accidentally sold it as like this guy's definitely bad. Definitely
but now it
bad.
Sounds cool.
Well, they
sounds
do.
Like the closest thing Skullgrunt can have to like a gun.
It's why Pokedex, I won't do a bunch of them, but it says it traps foes with the suction cups on its tentacles and then smashes them with its rock hard head. So
with its rock hard head?
Apparently it's a rock hard head.
And that's not when it's being a gun.
And that's not.
That's only when it's like within melee range.
No, that's bad.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what?
And
there's one in Arceus and he's like not one of the big massive, whatever the big ones are called that are like rampaging and they just try and kill you. And that one's pretty scary. So yeah, I'm firmly bad. Octillery is bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sorry, Josh.
Joshua, where'd you go next? Tell me where you went next.
Route
after this break.
10.
Route 10, ladies and gentlemen. There's not nothing else much to discuss out here, unless one of you had something to say. We do.
No, nothing that interesting.
Kukui at the end of the route here, and do a little battle with some Team Skull Grunts who continue to fail to impress. They always have just the shittiest Pokemon and put zero effort forward.
Yeah, they're kind of
off.
I think maybe that's purposeful, but like they seem like the biggest joke of a criminal syndicate.
I love them so much, though. I'm so endeared by them, by the fact that they're just like, they kind of know they're kind of shit, and they just are shit, and the music slaps.
Yeah.
And they're wearing beanies, and their Pokemon are terrible, and they're just always kind of hanging around, like loafing around. I'm a big fan, I have to say.
Yeah, they've got like lad energy.
Yeah, huge lad energy.
They're just like
energy.
Bumbling, yeah.
So you chase them off, and then Kukui's like, get on this bus.
Yeah, he makes it seem like you have to take the bus.
You do have to take the bus.
Okay, so I was like, yeah, I couldn't remember if we did have to the first time, because I then later did the entire like.
You can go back
walk down the descent.
Yeah. But you do have to take the bus to get up, and then you're just delivered right to the end of the leg. Hokulani Observatory, which is where. Sophocles is like dad. Is it his dad or
his
uncle?
Cousin?
I was worried that I was going to come on here and be like, guys, I can't really remember the relationship between them because I just hate them so much. I'm glad you are also like, who the fuck are they to each other? Why are they hanging out with each other? Like,
they have a really strange dynamic.
Molaine.
It's weird.
Is his name.
It's another very strange relationship between these family members.
He wears a little bolo tie.
Yeah,
and then you're ushered into the institute over here, the observatory, where we're taking on Sophocles' trial. He's using some kind of device to beam Pokemon into like a cage where he can like trap them.
I'm telling you, Sophocles
sort of lost track of the thread.
Sophocles is like one of those kids that would have been sent to the Willy Wonka factory to like teach a lesson to. You know what I mean? Like he's just.
I know.
The vibes are septic from that boy.
You're conscripted into this activity of trying to summon Pokemon and catch them. And it involves sort of lining Charga bugs
up. Yeah.
To make circuits on this big circuit board.
And there's four buttons and they'll all send like the Charga bugs around. And then you have to line them up. There's always
and
three.
Then you have to, at the end, figure out to make a Z, which is not surprising to connect all of the Charga bugs.
Well, it surprised me when I did it backwards originally. I was like, oh, I see, because they're diagonal.
You overcharge this Vikavolt-looking machine, and it pours all of its energy into a little Togedemaru.
I hate it so much. I hate it.
I hate the fucking look on its dumb face. I hate that it's steel somehow.
Yeah, and then a big totem one comes down and attacks you.
Absorb. Take the hit on behalf of the littler one.
So that's where we are now. We are now sucked into this battle with and all along we've been accidentally summoning Elekids and Electabuzzes.
So cute. Little cuties. Love them.
Yeah, they just wake up in this cage and they're immediately like incinerated by an Incineroar.
Where like, come from?
Let me out! And instead of us being like, oh, yes, of course, we'll free you, poor Pokemon, we're like, dude.
Like combustion overdrive and like a nuclear blast goes off.
Jesus.
It took me some tries here to figure out that Togedemaru is steel type, but I was well equipped with Incineroar and his fire type moves. I just marched through this place with Marowak.
I mean, this was a slugfest for me. I had Snorlax with Bulldoze, which was great when it was working against Togedemaru and its first friend, its first ally, Dedenne. And then it was bulldozing both of them. So the Dedenne died quickly, but then Togedemaru triggered its Citrus Berry, and then it summoned another ally, and that was Skarmory, and that was a nightmare. Because then Bulldoze wouldn't affect it,
Don't you have a fire type?
Yeah, but my fire type is Talonflame at this point, which normally would have been helpful, except I was like, well, I got to get rid of this Toga Demaro first so it's not going to get shocked. And then the Skarmory used fucking Stealth Rock, which caused me the same problems it did last episode battling you.
Yeah.
So then I managed to get the Toga Demaru out, but then when I brought in Talonflame, it lost 50% of its health because of Stealth Rock. So then I had to waste a turn healing it, and then eventually I got in like two flame charges, and then it was out. But this battle took me a while.
Well, let's do level check, because I want to hear about Fanilla's team before we hear about how you did in the trial. Josh, let's just rattle through ours really quick, because I don't think there's a whole lot of changes. Why don't you go first, Parrothead?
Parrothead, who is bandying about the Alolan Islands, seeking out similarly minded individuals to grill, chill, and hopefully not spill their drinks, and have a good time. And this week, they're having a good time with Hoot, Decidueye, level 40, Tango, Toucanon, level 38, Cheeseburger, the Snorlax, level 37, and the icon himself, Jimmy Buffett, Pikachu, level 39.
Still holding off. How pulled the trigger?
Level 43 waiting. Is when it learns Thunderbolt, so I have to wait until then. Close. Hopefully next episode. I really want to look at that Alolan Raichu.
Thank God, he's so gorgeous. Alolan Raichu is just the most handsome little devil. I love him.
Oh, and his little animation. He's just like surfing.
Just so buoyant.
It's so
riding
fun.
A wave.
Yeah.
Yes, so jaunty. Hopefully next episode, Joe Merchant is the Talonflame now, level 38. And I think that fits in on this team. Once it's in the full
sure.
Talonflame.
Fire Cardinal? Yeah.
Yeah, Firebird. What's
I remember last time I was in Cancun, it was just like all these like flaming cardinals flying.
It looks like a very
like
tropical bird.
The skies were just filled with falcons.
A bird of paradise. Yeah. And then Coconut makes his formal entrance onto the team, Passimian.
Welcome.
Or her entrance, I believe. Passimian, level 33. Still lower, but
absolutely
I
love it.
Got like 13 levels on that thing this week.
Love it. I love
I'm liking it.
Passimian.
I'm liking it.
Skullgrunt, Giovanni, Incineroar, level 40. Commander Mars, Lopunny, level 40. Mabel, Alolan Marowak, level 41. Admin Courtney, Lycanroc, level 41. And again, I apologize. I can't apologize enough for getting Stonehenge wrong last week. Getsis, Alolan Persian, is back on the team, level 36.
Did you also say Mirror B is Lycanroc?
Mirror B is Lycanroc. What did I say?
I think you called Lycanroc Admin Courtney, but
Admin Courtney is Alolan Muck, level 40.
Because I love that
Mirror
combination.
Mirror B is Lycanroc.
Yeah.
Level 41.
My favorite is Admin Courtney, even though it also ruined my life in our last battle.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear about your team.
Yes. Tell us.
Maya. Casting for Love Island Pokemon Edition has gathered her merry band of very heteronormative men and women Pokemon. I just named them after like the most common kind of names that have come up over the last few series of the UK. So we're starting off with Jack.
And for Buckcatchers, if you don't know, Love Island is like a weekly show, right? And it runs
it's six nights a week for 8 weeks.
It's crazy.
It's truly my Super Bowl. Yeah. And they
you have lots of options.
Yeah, I have a lot of options. Starting with Jack, my Incineroar. We've had a couple of
that
Jacks. He is level 40.
Yeah, I bet.
Then we have, okay, so obviously when you're thinking of like a hot team and you're thinking of like sexy Pokemon, obviously Lopunny is number one, right? But the Lopunny I caught, and I was kind of behind at this point, and I was like, I just have to kind of mill through. So my Lopunny is male identifying. So my Lopunny is named Josh. Okay. Because there's been a lot of Josh's as well in Love Island. Josh, I'm so sorry. Level 38.
Both of my co-hosts too.
That is funny.
Name now.
I guess we're both basic. We both have basic names. I didn't think so. Yep. Didn't know that.
I'm never going to be asked back again. Then we have Zara, who is Espeon, level 37. That was an accident.
Very sexy.
Because I wanted a Sylveon girly, obviously, and then accidentally evolved it because Eevee started evolving because I maxed the happiness. I was like, this is, oh, great. I
think Espeon is also a very live and sexy.
Yeah,
it's like a classier. It's still like a classy, sexy lady.
Yeah, yeah. I debated with my friend.
I don't know
Harry.
If there are ever any classy, sexy women on Love Island, but I mean, Sylveon would have made a little bit more sense.
Yeah, like Sylveon is like really the girl. She's the girl. But yeah, I have to say, love Espeon. I've actually never ran one as much as I've admired the Pokemon, so I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
then we have
good.
Jess, who is to Serena.
Oh,
Serena,
yeah.
The plant girl with the legs. Evolves from Bonsweet.
Tanner, I think we talked about this because it just becomes inexplicably sexual.
It only evolves if it knows Stomp as well, which is like vaguely so threatening, like so unnecessarily threatening.
Wow.
I think that was my thought too. Like the fact that it evolved,
she's a sexy rat.
Evolution.
She's
the Stomp, learning Stomp is very weird.
So sad. Because I was going to go with the other, what was the other totem Pokemon for that gym? She was also really sexy.
Lorentis.
Formantis.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some energy there too. Yeah.
Was going to go with her. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm kind of loving this. I'm loving this gal. And she has been a lot of fun.
There is definitely like, I mean, I know this is my thing, and I, like, feel free to roast me in the comments, but like, they're just playing into a fetish here. She's got big latex boots on.
I know.
She evolves while knowing Stomp. Like,
it's really pushing it. This one.
It's just like fetish play.
Look at her hips.
It's not us.
Look at her hips and her floor length hair. Like, it's just.
It's these games.
I was initially. When I was trying to figure out how I was going to do this theme, I was wondering if I was going to do it like rank how sexy they were based on the number of like fur. What is the
I like, pitched that to Josh once and he forbade me from doing it.
Yeah. And then I was like, I can't.
And like season four, I was like, I'm going to do it only like, I'll only run Pokemon who pass some threshold in fur affinity. And Josh was like, absolutely not.
We like, you'll kill the show.
Fair.
But it's also funny because it's like, even if you wanted to do it as like, you have to have a threshold is the funniest part because every single Pokemon is probably on there.
That's the thing.
So it's like, they got to be in the top 10 most artistic depictions, you know?
Minimum number of
and
entries.
Let me tell you, that Serena Google search, that goes south very quickly.
It goes
south in like the
what
first
level
row.
Is she?
She's 37. She's just looking at me here now through the DS screen, and I'm like, I feel like I need to leave the room. Okay, sorry.
I'll be in my bunk.
Then we have Adam, who is my Primeape. He is level 37.
Very, very reality show, like,
very,
bro energy.
He's the one who probably gets pulled off because he was starting fights. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he drank too much. And
you put, like, a backwards cap on that Primeape, and he fits on any reality show.
When you were talking about Mankey the other day, though, then I was like, does he qualify? Because it is essentially just a pig monkey. You know what I mean? Like, he's not very human-looking at all.
We all are.
But we are, that's sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's true.
That's evolution, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Adam. And then, finally, we have Charlie, who is Caracosta, and he is level 37. Evolved from Tortuga, the fossil.
Yeah, sort of like
I have so many regrets about this fella.
Black-pilled. He's sort of like paramilitary, you know?
Yeah, because I was looking at them quickly when I was looking at the fossils. I was like, is there anything feasible here? And then I looked at him, I was like, oh, he's beefy. Like, he's got the pecs. That kind of works.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a vest. It's a bulletproof vest. Like, it's not even his own strength. You know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah.
And he's been just a pain in the hole to train up, and he's just not been useful in any battle at all.
Have you considered Volgina?
I haven't considered, and I won't.
Okay.
So sorry about that, Tanner. I've debated Poliwhirl. I was like, because
Poliwrath
would work kind of
this team.
But then Poliwrath is like also not very human looking, and just having the stomach full of intestines, not very sexy. Poop. But like, he's kind of sexy in the eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's just my own bias.
He's got the angriest cartoon eyes in the world. How'd you do against Sophocles' trial with that team?
I had to have a couple of goes. I wasn't understanding the types similar to you at all. Like, I went in with completely the wrong people initially, like, not realizing that I probably could have gone in with Adam, my Primeape, because the fighting moves are pretty effective.
Oh, yeah.
And same with, like, my Lopunny has Jump Kick. I just kept going and, like, didn't cop the steel thing either with Incineroar. So, like, I annihilated myself the first time I battled, but then learned my lesson and went back and kind of rejigged things to get through. And the second battle was easier. That first battle, it was just like spiky shield the whole time. Like it
was spiky shield was so
the worst.
Protects the user from all effects of moves that target the user during that turn, including damage. And then if you make contact with it, you get 1/8 of your total HP is taken off. So if you do
it's an even
physical
better
attack
protect.
On it, you not only do not connect, but you also do, you take, peel off 1/8 of your health. It was the worst. And he was so good at setting it. He knew exactly when he was going to take a swing.
And my team isn't that masterful. Fast, or I didn't go out with my fastest guys and gals first. So it was just like he always hit first. It was so irritating. And that other, that electric attack that he has was also...
Zing zap or whatever?
Zip zap the fuck out of here, Togedendum, whatever the hell your name is. I just get like, it was just that level, like those layers of irritation of a battle. It was very frustrating, I have to say.
Zing zap. I think you're about to be equally frustrated by the battle that the three of us are about to have, because we are going to see ourselves off now. And
well, wait.
What?
Because we're done with the... I didn't get to name my sweetie because we took the route after the trial.
Yeah.
So should I just...
Yeah. So after the trial, we're sent back out and we can make our way back down the trail of Mount Hakulani. And we can do a bunch of battles. And there's like a bunch of catching spots up here.
Yeah, and there's another like crazy golfer who is like on the ledge
How
somewhere.
How do you get to him? That was driving me insane. I was
Shagging
like, I
balls.
Can see you, but I can't.
Oh, there was a way you could go down lower, and then he targets you from like, you know, hundreds of yards away, and he's like, you should never stand in front of a golfer. I'm like, why is a golfer in this pit?
Yeah. Why? How is that allowed?
Like sniping people
on a mountain. Go to a golf course, you weirdo.
These people,
the golfers are crazy in Alola.
They treat the entire island chain like it's their personal golf course.
Yeah,
they're all over the place.
They're in parking lots. They're in jungles. It's like, what's happening here?
So who'd you bump into?
And this one does not have bird types. This one has three Minier. And I think Minier is Joshy's sweetie. I kind of want to talk about it, but I'm feeling like it's a sweetie. Minier.
Okay.
No.
I'll put it to the crowd.
When it's
in the core version and it's not a meteor looking thing anymore.
I think it sucks in every version that I saw it in. And
it looks like
this generation's like dumb what's that Dizzy Panda Pokemon?
Spinda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, am I wrong on this one?
It's got the same spinny eyes and you can get different colors, but I don't know what the colors mean. It's like Oricorio.
I think it's just an aesthetic thing. I think it's cute with the eyes and the little mouth, and but I don't feel that passionate about it.
You're really a man of convictions this week, Joshua.
I almost made Talonflame my sweetie this week. I was torn on it, and then I was like, oh, this is a little provocative to make. I don't think you expected Minier to be.
I see what you like about it. It's like bubbly, and it's got the little funny. It's like calling Spinda
like
your
dumb
dumb
sweetie
though.
Vibe. Well, Spinda was like a setup, and maybe I fell. And I don't think Spinda is a sweetie, but maybe I fell for the trap this time on Minier.
There's some business about Kukui being the mask wrestler, and you get his mask too, and it's just like I'm not interested in this joke.
This stupid bit is like endless.
Ultra Moon.
So every time he pretends like he has no idea what you're talking about, I'm like, I'd love to punch you just once, just to teach you a lesson. Yeah.
But then the leg is over, and we have defeated Sophocles, and now we have to go defeat one another in battle. So we're going to see ourselves off. Josh and I will battle first to see who has the honor of representing Experience Share, and then we'll take on Fanula, and we will be back to let you know who the victor was. Butt catchers.
And who will retain
the IP.
Our IP.
Do we get your show if we win?
Yeah.
You can. I have a new podcast as well. You can have that. You can have my house. You just bought a house. You can have that.
Well, yeah. You just had to put some leverage up. You can choose. You know,
I can choose. Okay. The house.
Collateral, I mean. Yeah. All right.
Have you ever watched the movie The Holiday? 2006 is The Holiday. I just watched it for the first time yesterday. Yeah. I loved it.
Just watched The Holiday.
Yeah, I just watched it yesterday. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
If you didn't love it, then I would have been... I mean, at least you have like the good taste to recognize that
movie.
It's a great film.
Watch,
but I don't know how
cinema.
It took you so long.
But I'm saying you two, you, Josh, and your like flashy Brooklyn apartment, Eufenula. I only have the vaguest impressions of Dublin, but I'm assuming it's very sort of like a rolling hillside, countryside.
Sure.
Bucolic.
Yeah. We'll take that. Yeah, yeah. We'll take that interpretation. Yeah, sure.
So we can have a little holiday.
Yeah, a little holiday swap.
And I'll read all of Josh's books that he's taunting me with in his Zoom background.
They're mostly Pokemon books. Let's go battle. Joshua, see you in a moment.
All right, round one, fight.
Welcome back, Joshua.
Yeah, welcome back, Tanner.
You got egg on your face, you big disgrace. I kicked your can all over the place.
Yeah, that sucked. I mean, it basically went the same way as the last time because I still don't have any way of resisting Stealth Rock.
I know, Stealth Rock just eats through your team.
Yeah.
You're clearly a better player, Pokemon player than I am.
You did have a couple of matchup mayhems.
But I've got levels on you and I've got Stealth Rock.
Yeah, you've got the levels on me and just superior typing, which is just not something I can solve quite yet.
Yeah.
With the theme I'm working on, with all the flying types.
Everyone. You really struggled with Darkest Lariat, I would say.
Yeah.
Incineroar's signature type move where he spins around with his little fiery claws.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
The animation, he like T-poses and like starts to tornado around.
That like KO'd two or three of them.
Yeah.
I had my Incineroar had that move and then didn't realize that I needed that move for the Z crystal thing that like maximizes it or whatever, and then taught Incineroar something else, which was a difficult discovery, I'm going to be honest.
You have to get your hands on some heart scales because it's a pretty good move.
Oh yeah, there's a restaurant, was that in Mali City, where you can pay to dine and then you just get four heart scales?
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Such a scam. Not sure how they're like earning anything there, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I did pay them a lot of money. You're essentially just buying heart scales at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. It's essentially bribery.
But surely they're also serving food. Like they can't, I don't know. I'm curious about the costs. Yeah, that's true. All I'll say.
Fanula, let's shall we?
Let's do it. I'm interested to see how this is going to go, seeing as two of our Pokemon are the exact same. So.
Yeah.
And Tanner's got a couple of levels on you, too.
But you are better at playing Pokemon than I am, too. So
that's true.
My team is sexier. And that's all that matters at the end of the day, really, isn't it?
But we'll and what matters is, Tanner, what you have on the line is our holiday reboot. So if you win,
property in Ireland,
we're losing our IP again.
We're currently in the midst of a massive property crisis, so this house might as well be worth €8 million to you by the time you get it. So
hell yeah,
free house.
I mean, that's kind of what happens in the holiday too. I'm sorry we're talking about the holiday so much, butt catchers.
No,
go
need
check it out. It's a great film.
Yeah, you should.
All right, we'll be right back.
Round two.
Fight. Let's go.
Fanula, welcome back.
How are you feeling about owning property in Dublin?
Really good. Yeah, I hope I meet Jude Law, honestly. That would really be a dream come true for me. Man, he's so handsome in that movie.
Is my boyfriend Jude Law then by... Well, no, sorry, because Jude Law's the brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does this work in the holiday terms if I'm leaving the house?
Yeah, it's the structure is going to need a little work.
Well, yeah, we'll need to rework it a little bit.
But just airmail that over, the deed and everything.
Yeah. My boyfriend won't mind. It's not like we've saved for the last year, and it was a really tiring, taxing experience. That's
fine. I'm sure I'll get along with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I beat you.
Yes.
Again, had you on levels, but it was a tougher fight than I thought it would be. You did better than Josh.
Yeah.
That's all I can hope for at this point, to be honest.
Some
of your moves
matchups
are just so. Yeah, like so that your Marowak's Bone Meringue, very irritating. Stealth Rock, very irritating. The fact that half of your Pokemon have leftovers, quite irritating. And also I did fuck up the matches at some point. I forget Dark V-Psychic, poor Zara the Espeon didn't stand a chance.
Oh yeah. Once it was down to just Espeon and then I looked at Tanner's team and I was like, oh, one is Ghost, two of them are Dark, and then even this
I know,
one.
Like, pathetically trying to do Morning Sun, trying to claw back any remnants of HP. I was like, I'm wasting everyone's time here, but you know what? Have to put in my best effort, you know?
The Lopunny versus Lopunny and Incineroar versus Incineroar were exciting matches.
That's some Love Island shit right there.
Yeah, definitely.
That was like when you're passing off with some other lad and they're like, are you talking to the fella that I'm coupled up with? We're in a relationship. I'm feeling right mugged off. That was the Low Pony's communicating with each other. Even though, again, my Low Pony is a man called Josh for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But he took out Tanner's low punny, and then he had to bring in his Incineroar, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Fight Josh off.
That specific battle should just be, is going to be in like a worst breakups of all time compilation on Love Island at some point. Heart wrenching, just really sad music underneath it. So sad.
All right, we will tweet those battles, bug catchers, so you can watch the drama unfold live. Fanula, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's a pleasure as always.
Indeed. A joy to be here. You have no idea. I love it. Thanks for having me back.
You have so many new projects since the last time you came on. Feel free to plug one of them.
Yeah, no, we originally knew you for Bandwagons.
Yes.
First podcast?
Yes.
But now you maybe... What do you want to plug? Yeah. So many talents.
Plug as many things as you want.
I've got a new podcast. It's called Flop Culture. It's all about our favorite flops. So we talk about things that are maybe considered bad or like did badly in the context of money.
How about Josh in that fight?
Fuck you.
This is an open invitation. Come on and talk about the floppiest Pokemon you ever want to talk about, guys, or the floppiest games. We've done past episodes.
We could definitely
on,
do that.
Like Bond movies. We did one on a chocolate bar over this side of the world that like was part of the first celebrity like sponsor content and like derailed a TV presenter's career over in the UK. It's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. We did an episode on Art Pop, the ultimate flop, but not really a flop because it's actually really good. Loads to get your teeth stuck into there if you are Irish or for some reason you watch Irish TV, but you're, whatever, I don't know, when you live somewhere that's not Ireland, a bit strange, but whatever, I'll take the views. I'm on TV occasionally. I have something coming out in the new year that I don't think I can talk about yet, but keep an eye out for that. And then otherwise, I'm just at Fanula J on Instagram and TikTok, talking nonsense about various things, mainly reality TV.
Yeah.
Sustainability, stuff like that. So occasionally cool. Pokemon. So come on over. Happy to have you.
I hope to have you back sooner than we did between last time and this time.
Too long.
Have you been playing, keeping up with the Pokemon games? The new ones? The new releases?
I have Scarlet and I haven't played it yet because I want to play it like blind going into... I wanted to start streaming it, but I can't figure out streaming. So I wanted to go blind to it. Oh man, like what a pain in the hole. I played like, the first game that I got back into was Sword. So I'll play along with the for that. I'll be very sad losing my original team for that. And I've had like Snap, probably need to go back to that.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you in the Galar region then. But until then, thank you again for coming on. Bug Catchers.
Thanks for joining us.
This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. I have been Dan.
Oh God, you're going to give it another
Maru.
Another shot.
I have been joined by Fjeldene, and I am, and once again, thank you to Fanior. I can't think of how to, on paper it works, because your name is spelled F-I-O, but when you try to say it out loud, it just becomes Fanior.
I have a very funny, for anyone who's a Housewives fan, sorry, I'm derailing this podcast, but I got a cameo from Sonia from Real Housewives of New York, and she's like, she basically like butchers my name in it. She calls me Fiona Walla. She's like, your friend Fiona Walla? Is that what you call her? Do you call her Fee for short? And I was like, no, Sonia, whatever. It's fine. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of vowels, in fairness.
Yeah. But thank you for joining us. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where we are bringing back the show notes, the weekly threads that give you a little bit of a picture into what is coming up in the episode. And then you can chat about it. You can compete for Trainer of the Week in level checks and just have some fun posting some memes and claiming that myself and my co-host are spreading disinformation. You can do that apparently on the subreddit as well.
Yeah.
And
take it down.
And then you can
hate speech.
And you can buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
That's it. Next week we are taking on
Captain Acerola. Acerola.
Acerola. Isn't that a Pokemon?
Rockarola? Oh. Rock'n'Rolla. I think Rock'n'Rolla is a great bar that I was trying to go to last night, but we didn't, which was probably the right
call. Is it also a Guy Ritchie movie?
Maybe that's the reference.
That King Arthur movie. we were going to go take on Acerola. Acerola's trial. We met Acerola this week in like a Pokemon Center at some point. Seemed like a nice person.
Sure.
Didn't make a big impression.
No, goodbye. I didn't remember that. Yeah, Alola.
Smell
you later. Alola.